We're doing brachos. We're up to Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, the two dots. Ve'aseret chalagoy gadol v'gomer. Amar b'Elazar, Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'bono Shlolam. Umar kiseh she shlosh regleim eino yechol la'amod lefneicha b'shat ke'aschak kiseh she regel achat al achat kama v'chama. Hashem offered him, I'll wipe them out and I'll start from scratch with you. You're a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Moshe says, if a chair with three legs can't stand before you when you're angry, then my descendants that are going to be like a chair with one leg, certainly it won't stand before you. If you're wiping out the descendants of the forefathers, so then what chance do my descendants have? They're three and I'm one. Not only that, I'm embarrassed of my forefathers. What are they going to say? Look at him. He was supposed to take care of the people, and he was interested in taking it all for himself. He didn't ask for mercy for them. No, I can't do that. Vayichal Moshe et b'nei Hashem amar b'Elazar melamed sheitpalel Moshe ad shechela. This teaches us that Moshe davened till he actually became ill. Abaye amar ad shechela l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's as though God got sick of him. Rav amar ad shefer lo nidro. The word vayichal either means Moshe became ill from davening, or Moshe made God sick of him, or he vayechal is a reference to the annulment of a vow. Ad shefer lo nidro. Ktiva vayechal. Ktivatam lo yachel devaro. Yachel is also to annul a vow. Ve'amamar. Hu eino mechel aval acherim mechalin lo. Others can annul a person's vow. And by the same token, Moshe Rabbeinu could annul God's vow. Ve'shmuel amar melamed shemasar atzmo lemita lehem. Shmuel says vayechal teaches us that he risked his life for them. Shneimar. He said, if you don't forgive him, so then wipe me clean of your book. Rav Yitzchak says, Vayechal means he caused the mercy to settle upon them. It teaches us that Moshe said before the Holy One, blessed be he. Vayechal means Moshe said, this is a desecration of your name. You're holy, and this isn't the holy way to do this. This is beneath you to do something like this. Vayechal Moshe et b'nei Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol omer lamed shaman Moshe b'tfilah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shechazo achilu. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, what does Vayechal mean? It means he prayed until achilu took grip of him. My achilu, the Gemara says, what is this achilu? Amar Rabbi Elazar, eshel atzamot, ma yesh atzamot, ma abaye shata degalmei. Achilu means that his bones got on fire. He davened until his bones were on fire. What's his bones being on fire? So that's what they call eshata degalmei, which Rashi gives us a French word, mulyar. Zechol Avram nitzak liYisrael avdecha shenshbata lehem bach. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that you took a vow in you. What does it mean in you? My bach. Amar b'Elazar, amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam, min malei nishbat alehem b'shemayim u'v'aretz, hayitim mergishim sh'shemayim v'aretz betelim kach shevuatcha betela. He said, the Holy One, blessed be He, Master of the world. If you would have taken a vow by the heavens or the earth, I would have said, well, the heavens and the earth are going to go, so too your vow is going to go. ועכשיו שנשבעת להם בשמך הגדול, but now that you took a vow in your great name, מה שמך הגדול חי וקיים לעולם ולעולמי עולמים, just as your name is eternal, כך שבעתך קיימת לעולם ולעולמי עולמים, so too your vow is eternal, you can't turn back on it, you promised.